Hello, I'm Tyler Bryden. I hope everything's going well. Today, I want to talk about something very exciting. Another signal for me that Burning Man in 2022 is coming, and that was the Burning Man Survival Guide that came out of today. And this is my second time going to Burning Man. I went in 2019, which was the last sort of official burn before all this wonderful pandemic rolled in and took this off its amazing sort of momentum and streak of years that people had journeyed to the Black Rock Desert to do many, many things. Meditate, connect, party, dance, heal, all the wonderful things that happen at Burning Man. Just a place full of expression, full of love. As I looked on YouTube, also, a little bit full of chaos, a little bit full of contradictions, and overall just this incredible exercise of sort of human ingenuity and creativity and potential that when I went in 2019 had a very transformative impact on myself. And I was very glad that I had the opportunity, the privilege to go in 2019, and I had these moments of pure terror as I booked these the RV, got the tickets, booked the flights, and started to then read about how to prepare, about the weather conditions, about all of this stuff, and then also access the survival guide at that time that was shared. And so they do a an incredible job. And for anyone who is on their second or first or second journey, which I am definitely on my second one here, this guide is a very helpful thing. So they have a digital version of this guide, sort of talking about many aspects of Burning Man, how to make it safe, how to make sure you don't die, how to make sure that you have a good time, and just other things to expect when you go into, in some cases, the what people would define as the middle of nowhere in the desert with, I think in 2019 was 80,000 people. I'm not sure if it's going to be quite as many people this time. So I'm going to share some links so that you can take this out, but I just wanted to pop open this PDF so you could see. Another big part of Burning Man here is the sort of 10 principles, which are all beautiful things that sort of map out onto the world, onto the experience, and then I think get sort of cemented into people while they're there, that then they bring back to what is sometimes known as the default world. And for myself, there's a couple of these principles that really resonated with me. One of the ones at Burning Man is continuing to work on this year is this idea of leaving no trace, which I think is a beautiful sort of just philosophy, a principle, which is, don't make a mess. And when you're leaving, make sure that there's nothing left on this desert, on this playa, on this ground that nature has given us. And, there has been some, challenges that, Burning Man doesn't always do the best job of this. Obviously, it's up to people to clean, but then just sort of the radical nature of burning things and all this stuff. And so it does seem that Burning Man this year, talking about some major changes to how they're doing things, focuses on a sustainability roadmap, which actually have a really nice article on Medium about what they're trying to do here, handle waste ecologically, then be regenerative, and then be carbon negative, and do that by 2030. So some very ambitious goals that the world together is working towards, and then Burning Man is working towards as maybe a test pilot and an example for how you can have events like this and make sure that they are contributing as much as possible to the world, obviously spiritually and connectively like they already are, but then also from an ecological standpoint and a climate change standpoint. So I think that was a really beautiful thing. A couple other things that stuck out to me was the radical self-reliance, which I definitely experienced. My good friend and business partner Vatsal Shah is coming this year, and so he's going to have to live out these principles. And although you read these in advance, I think that they start to only really start to hit once you're out there in the desert and face some of the things that you're facing. And I know I'm sharing this on YouTube and then LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is an odd place maybe to post this, but this is for me, this was a huge transformational step personally, which led me to be a better person. And you know, for that, I'm grateful and I'd like to share. And if for anyone who is going to Burning Man or is interested in, would love to connect, please feel encouraged to send me a message. I just think this is an amazing place to have a different experience than maybe, you know, the conference I shared recently at Collision, which was 35,000 people, but very tech-centered, very, you know, business-oriented. And in some cases, I find that some of the experiences that you have at events like this can be some of the most fruitful experiences, even when you compare it to those. So overall, I mean, I'm not going to walk through every single piece of this survival guide, nor should I. I was lucky to live in 2019. I had this list of everything, and I thought I was so organized. And a friend sent me his list as he was preparing for Burning Man, and I said, I barely have anything on this. And I realized just how out of sorts I was, and just how unprepared I really was for this event. And, you know, after that, there was a lot of confidence that I could survive. There was confidence that there was a person in me that was self-reliant, that could figure things out, could figure out how to live there. And if you could figure out how to live there, it made you a little confident of trying things and taking a little bit more risk. And for this, it synthesized a lot of personal understanding, as well as some choices I made in grassroots initiatives to be more involved in psychedelics with a psychedelic community. And then just also some amazing connections that I'm so glad who I've continued to sort of chat and I hope to see at Burning Man this year. And so really what all I had wanted to do was take a little scroll through this, share that this was now live. I had just gotten the email today. I'm going to share this link as a resource. And I think, you know, there's some really fantastic things that you might not even think about if you're going for the first time. And I would not skip this as a resource. It's quite in depth. It comes from a lot of years of experience. And, you know, you might not think of just how much you know, water you need, how cold it gets at night. All these factors that you might not necessarily think of are really, really important. Some people just don't think they need a bike. You guess what? You need a bike. And how are you going to get that bike there? What are you going to do with the bike after? These are questions that I think that people are still trying to figure out sometimes, even as they have more experienced camps who get to go. So whole set of guides here, an entire series, and really broken out into those categories. One, obviously, that digital version I shared with you, and then other, this PDF document. So I'm not going to belabor you with too much more on this. I am not an expert, but I will be, you know, sharing maybe a little bit more as I get prepared, as I, you know, come back and reflect on the event. And I know this year I'm feeling much more grateful because we have some of the stuff picked out. You know, we have the RV already organized. I know the people that I'm going with. It just seems like it's much smoother and less intimidating than the first year, but I'm sure that that can be jeopardized very quickly, especially with different weather conditions or anything that can pop up on the way there. Here's, you can see a shot of the city, and you know, I've had that, you know, incredible experience of starting here and going all the way across, sometimes getting lost along the way. And I just think there's a lot of changes that are happening with the center camp here, with sort of what kind of temporary housing is there. And overall, I'm just extremely excited for people coming back after this long hiatus, the energy that's going to be there, to be there with Vatsal, who's going to have his own experience. I'm sad that my partner Monica can't come, and a couple other friends I hope to get out one day. But overall, I think this is going to be so much fun, and I look forward to sharing more. If you're going and you haven't checked this out yet, I encourage you to take a look at the survival guide. You know, if there's any way I can help, which might be limited, feel encouraged to send me a message. And if you're interested in Burning Man, if you're interested in following along, please feel encouraged just to connect. I love this stuff and would love to meet you if you're going, or just keep each other in the loop as we both share our interest in what is a wonderful event and a great way to just experience humanity in a extreme condition that brings out just beautiful things. So this has been Tyler Bryden. This is my video for today. I hope you are having a great one, and look forward to making more of these. Look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for everyone who's enjoying this content, commenting, sending me messages. It means the world to me. Thank you.